Because you can handle the truth. Truth.
This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm broadcasting from the rainy Chicago suburbs, and I really do appreciate you joining me today at republicbroadcasting.org. Please visit and subscribe to SpingolaSpeaks.net, where you will discover numerous resources and all kinds of wonderful information. And I'm so very grateful for the gentleman that created and manages that website. It's just a fabulous resource. So, please visit SpingolaSpeaks.net. Again, SpingolaSpeaks.net. I also invite you to visit and read the articles at ScreeningSandyHook.net, where you will find a lot of articles, a lot of other resources that you might find, or hopefully you will find them very interesting. Anyway, if you want to wish to make comments during the program, or just shoot me an email at comment@spingola.email. You may visit our very friendly chat room at spingola.chatango.com. And I've been on the air with RBN since October of 2010, and I truly appreciate the opportunity to visit, well, now on a weekly basis with the listeners. I've interviewed so many wonderful, interesting people, and if you want to review those past programs and see who I've had the pleasure and honor of interviewing, please visit Spingola.com, click on the radio schedule button, and you will find that on the left side of the page, and then you will see all the years, the months. Just pick the appropriate month and the appropriate year and month, and you will see all the guests with links to their websites. Again, that you will find that on the left-hand side of the page at spingola.com. My first guest today is Sheila Matthews Gallo, and she is the co-founder of Able Child. And the website is ablechild.org. Sheila, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Deanna, for having me on. It's a pleasure to work with you again.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. We haven't talked for a few years, and I know that you've been busy doing what you do best, and for that, I'm very grateful for all of the things that you've done in the past, and will probably continue to do, because I feel like you have a passion and a mission to fulfill, and I think that's wonderful.
Thank you. Yes, Able Child has been my passion since my son was 7 years old, and he is now 25 and is drug-free. I never diagnosed him with any mental labels, and he's a very successful human being. So it is possible, and I'm hopeful for parents out there that they get the courage to say that they don't believe in these labels, that there's no science behind them. So, you know, my work continues.
That's wonderful. I think that so many parents, as soon as a teacher at school says, oh, your child is overactive, and this is particularly relevant when we talk about boys. Boys seem to be, well, it's just natural. Boys are more active. And so oftentimes they are labeled as having ADHD or ADD, and the parent, they just don't do any research, or they just accept what is being said about their child. And of course, the schools get extra money from the federal government if the more children that they have in a class that they can say has some special needs, then they get money from the federal government. And so the people who really suffer are the children. And it's very unfortunate. I know there are people in that I know that have had their children on these drugs. And well, for instance, Ritalin is on the list of drugs that will create, there's a list of about 27 different drugs, and it's right in the middle of the list that causes a lot of anger and suicide and homicidal ideation. And it's in the middle of this list of 27. I think Seroquel is at the very bottom of the list. So it's pretty awful that the parents just, they don't do any research at all. They just go along with the teacher.
Well, there's a lot of coercion and pressure, and the system benefits by parents not helping other parents. So usually it's a group effort from the educational system to really kind of isolate the parent and feed the parent all sorts of misleading information. So I do agree that it does damage the children. You know, it's often presented to Able Child how wonderful these drugs are from parents who use them. However, the voices of the parents who have used them and have had horrific side effects, such as their child committing suicide or their child having a highly violent act against somebody else, and finding them, you know, in the court system with a child that has committed an unspeakable act or, you know, harmed other people. You know, these side effects are real, and the FDA says that there is a link to increased risk of suicide and violence, and parents need to understand that. And the society needs to allow both conversations to go on. As you know, I did a lot of work on the Sandy Hook mass murder that took place, and you know what I have found in the years since I have not talked to you is that this group of parents that lost their children have been given so much power and access that it is not equal, and it is suppressing the voices of those who have had horrific events happen to their children, and they are getting flown to D.C. As you know, they were put on the presidential airplane to go down to work on gun legislation. They had the Connecticut State Assembly go to Newtown and have a public hearing there where they crafted legislation. You know, parents and all citizens depend on going to the Capitol to have access to create and participate in the law process. When you take a horrific event such as Sandy Hook, and then you have the legislators going to that particular town, drawing a lottery to see who can come in and speak to the legislators, that's not equal access. And so in the aftermath, it has been a devastating effect to our democracy, our liberties, and our rights. And so, therefore, you know, it is imperative that we have the freedom to discuss Sandy Hook and the mass murder and the failed police investigation that netted nothing but controversy over gun laws rather than the maltreatment of the boy who is now dead and killed all these other children. So we have no way of collecting the evidence in a proper way. It wasn't done correctly. So we have a lot of unanswered questions, and then if you ask about the police investigation or you talk about the police investigation, you're labeled as a conspiracy person. And that's awful. That's awful. You know, as a parent and a resident of Connecticut, I reject that kind of victim legislation, that you give a victim more rights than everybody else. It's horrific to lose a child, but that doesn't give you the right to legislate the entire country's agenda. It just doesn't.
Wow. I just, I had never thought of it that way. I guess I did, but I never put it into words. The parents, of course, it's a terrible situation for them. It's a very a great loss, and there are other people who have lost their children to violence, and so I think I'm understanding what you're saying, is that this group of people had a great hand in legislating something that are laws that were not really relevant or did not address the real reason that this event happened.
Right.
Most of it was about guns. And if AL had used a knife, would they be legislating against knives? Or it's not the weapon of choice. It's why this occurred to begin with.
That's right. And, you know, I have right in front of me on the computer here is the Child Advocates report of the investigation in the aftermath. And what really, first of all, to not be able to say the person's name, you know, Adam Lanza, is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy in itself. I mean, come mm-hmm. on. It's like, you know, I run, you know, Able Child. I get people on my website, how dare you use his name, you know? And honestly, how do you not use his name in order to get to the facts? You know,
mm-hmm.
it's all emotion. So I look at that report and I see that they did not address the mental health records. They said that they had them. And
right.
yet, recently, as of June, you know, it was breaking news because my organization helped push that news story out into the public that Adam Lanza's treating psychiatrist, Paul Fox, pled guilty to sexual assault
exactly.
and of a former patient.
Right. I believe I documented that in my book. And in fact, in my book, Sandy Hook, I talk about all of those medical records. I talk about Adam Lanza's history. I talk about the facts. He didn't
right.
speak till he was 3. He was a headbanger. He had all kinds of issues that were never addressed. He was in special ed before they moved to Newtown. And by the time he was 10, I believe that he was on Ritalin. He had all of the characteristics of somebody being on Ritalin. He also had all the characteristics of being on Prozac, following his use or his prescription of Ritalin, because he put black plastic up on all of his windows in his bedroom. He had what is referred the light, any kind of light is very dangerous, apparently. Not dangerous, but it really irritates the eyes of people who are on Ritalin. And I talked about other people, or on Prozac, and I talked about other people in my book who had experienced the same thing and had committed suicide because of this very potent drug, Prozac. And
well, he was also on Lexapro.
Yes, he was. Yes.
So, you know, you're absolutely right, and I want to commend you for having the courage to write that book, you know, because in the aftermath of this tragic situation here in Connecticut, the voices of reason have been suppressed in such a way that it is criminal. It really is criminal. I find it pathetic that we went down this avenue of gun control when this treating psychiatrist was actually abusing other patients.
And yes.
As you know, another child, a mother called Abel Child and said, my son was treated by, at the time, Dr. Paul Fox. And my son cannot leave his bedroom. He's been mentally brain damaged. And I went to the state with this information. I wrote a story and disclosed all the medical records of this boy that the mother voluntarily gave to me, that it said Dr. Paul Fox and all the prescriptions that was given to this young boy. And the state didn't want to hear anything about it. Stephen Sidinsky, the prosecuting attorney, the state's attorney, basically disregarded the data that Abel Child was presenting to him and the concerns from the other patients that were speaking out. And, you know, he was required by law to post that he was discontinuing his practice when the state took his license away. He never posted in the newspaper to say, I'm discontinuing my practice, or sent his clients letters saying, I'm no longer practicing. Not to say he was guilty or not. Nobody was saying that, but he had a responsibility by law, by state law, that he was supposed to notify everybody. He didn't do that. We know that he destroyed Adam Lanz's mental health records. You know, so these are violations. You know,
he also
and
left
then,
the country.
Oh, yes, he left the country. And then how he started practicing in New Zealand is anybody's guess. I could only assume that it was the mental health, behavioral health partnership in the agency that helped him get into another job there, where he then harmed another child. You know, so this is a failure on state level to hold this psychiatrist accountable. And then to mislead the public. You know, that story broke about Paul Fox pleading guilty just in the beginning of May. I'm sorry, the beginning of this June, like 2 weeks ago. My organization, with other people, had to petition the newspapers to run the story. Connecticut Post was the first one to run it, but do you know who has not even run it yet? Is the Hartford Courant.
Oh, my gosh.
The Hartford Courant was touting Paul Fox as the expert who treated Adam Lanza. They were relying on Paul Fox's testimony to broadcast to the public why Adam Lanza picked up a gun. They were like, well, you know, it was because he wasn't getting enough mental health and, you know, all sorts of different theories.
Right. All righty, we are going to a quick break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good.
All righty. Welcome back. This is Deanna. And our first guest today is Sheila Matthews Gallo. That's G-A-L-L-O. And she's the co-founder of Able Child. The website is ablechild.org. And we were talking about, the drugs and all. And I believe that Prozac came out in 89. There were numerous lawsuits. There were, by 1992... there was 170 lawsuits filed against Eli Lilly, what happens is that Eli Lilly or any company that creates a drug, they send out a Dear Doctor letter to neutralize the negative reports about any kind of drug, but by 1991 there had been 350 suicides reported to the FDA of individuals who were taking Prozac. And this didn't include the people who committed suicide while participating in the clinical trial. And the FDA, which is really created for corporate benefits and to protect the corporations, didn't take this statistic seriously. And it's quite amazing the number of people that participated in the clinical trials, was only about, 286 people? And so it really, the clinical trial is still continuing. Because if you take a drug that has that was just rushed through these clinical trials and put on the market with so few people, and it was, they handpicked the people, and they took people out of the clinical trial that seemed to be having an issue, the way they got this passed, and I mentioned that people who had committed suicide, one of whom was Del Shannon, killed himself. He was a singer. He killed himself a week after taking this drug. And he shot himself in the head. And his last, during his last performance, he was complaining about the light being too bright. And his wife noticed a personality change in him. He was restless. He had akathisia, agitation, pacing. All of these characteristics that are associated, or all these symptoms that that are associated with Prozac. And I do believe, given Adam Lanza's characteristics, given the games that he played, I think that he was on Prozac. And I think that that's the reason, as I indicated before, that he taped all the black plastic on his windows. And his father noted that when he was 10, that he stopped going outside, he stopped riding his bike, climbing trees, and his father hardly recognized him anymore. He went from being an unusual child to being very withdrawn. It was a different child, according to what his father said.
Well, as you know, you're absolutely correct regarding the little research that's done on these clinical drug trials, and they're at high risk, high stakes to make sure it gets through the FDA. And the most important thing that the people need to understand is that the MedWatch reporting system, again, that's the MedWatch reporting system, is critical for citizens to fill out when they have an adverse event from a drug and submit it to the FDA. Now, Able Child worked on getting the 1-800 number to the FDA MedWatch program placed on prescription drugs in the state of Connecticut. It's on just generic drugs. It's not even on all drugs. And they wouldn't let us put it on the label. They said there was not enough room, which wasn't true, but neither here nor there. The problem is that the people don't know what MedWatch is. According to the FDA, they said less than 1% know what MedWatch is, and they don't hear from the public. So there's no way to track these side effects, these deadly outcomes. I mean, it's not like you're going to litigate, you know, that's hard in itself, and that's an entirely different topic. But all we're asking is that the FDA and television that are running all these drug ads start promoting the FDA MedWatch reporting system. Because after all, that's the result of the drugs being on the market.
Exactly. All righty, we will be right back. And most people don't even know that they can report. They just live with these side effects. Okay, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony. It starts with you and me.
All right, welcome back. Thank you for joining us today. My first guest is Sheila Matthews-Gallo. She is the co-founder of Able Child. The website is ablechild.org. I want to reemphasize that you did not say that Dr. Fox had sexually molested Adam Lanza. He was charged with a violation against, I believe it was a 17-year-old girl.
That I did not say that he, we don't know. It has not come out that he abused Adam Lanza because we don't have the records. So we have no idea, but I did not say that. That's correct.
Okay.
Paul Fox was basically lost his license, surrendered his license in New York and Connecticut because of inappropriate relationships with the patient. And he basically, the state didn't pursue any charges at that time. And then he went to New Zealand. But Able Child, after Sandy Hook happened, we kept calling Stephen Sadinsky's office saying, you know, what is going on here? There, he surrendered his license to the state, and they're over abusing a young woman, and
right.
who was his patient, and the mother complained and put a formal complaint in, and so he surrendered his license. The state did not pursue charges against him, and because Stephen Sadinsky said that it was consensual sex at one point to our organization, and that he needed somebody to actually press charges, and then the young woman came forward and pressed charges.
Right, and apparently it was a two-year-long consensual sexual relationship, and he was her psychiatrist. He was 59, and she was 19 when she talked with another patient who said that she was having phone sex with Dr. Fox. And so he was fired from the state university for ethics violations.
That's
and
right.
The university discovered his behavior, and but did they file a report? Probably not. On July 13th, 2012,
no.
He voluntarily surrendered his license to practice in Connecticut and New York.
That's right, and the fact of the matter is he also drugged her up. And it, when you're treating, there's laws against having sex with your patients. It's never consensual when you're a psychiatrist and you're treating the person.
Right.
So it's rape. And, you know, it's the fact is he drugged her up. And he has a history of drugging people up, putting them on mind-altering drugs. So how the state of Connecticut used Paul Fox as an expert through the Hartford Courant during the police investigation and the aftermath and didn't pick up, the state of Connecticut withheld Fox's name for an entire year.
Right.
Okay, why would you do that? You know, why would you do that? You were protecting this psychiatrist. The state did not want it to get out that this psychiatrist was treating this boy. And the records have not been released. They have not. There's a lot of conflicting reports out there that they've been released. No.
No, they haven't
some
been.
Some pieces have been released, and most of the actual report is being withheld. It's all blacked out.
Right.
Word for that.
Right.
So, yeah, he basically violated codes, and the state of Connecticut turned their back and looked the other way, and then went after the gun issue and held hearings off site outside of the Capitol in Newtown, just allowing the victims to speak out about guns. And it was a preset agenda, and they had no intentions of discussing Adam Lanza's mental health records, which is the cause, which is the link to the violence across the country. And so, you know, it's plenty of time has gone by, and it's critical that we discuss this.
Right. Absolutely. And you, you actually, you and Mr. An attorney, Emord, what was his first name? Jonathan?
Jonathan.
Yes. You requested the toxicology report, and there was the chief medical examiner, then there was the Connecticut Assistant Attorney General, and I thought that there was just one. I never dreamed that there was more than one, and I called that office and talked I called to figure out who this person, this attorney general, assistant attorney general was, and it was Patrick B. Gwanishi?
Yes.
And he said that if they release his records, Adam Lanza's records, that people would stop taking their medicine.
That's
and
what
it turns out
at the hearing.
It turns out that there are 20, and that this particular gentleman works with the Health and Human Services, which is associated with the Federal Health and Human Services. And their job is the Department of Health and Human Services. And so they work with the federal government, and the federal government is one of the biggest promoters of Big Pharma.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. I mean, the fact that they're withholding these records and suppressing the records is criminal. It's not helping us to get to the solution of stopping these mass murders, number one, and it's violating our rights to be heard in our own houses of Congress and the Senate. And you know, when he refused to release the documents and said that he was afraid that everybody was going to go off their meds, I mean, that's not the role of the government. And if there's problems with going on and off the meds, well, then maybe the meds need to be looked at, not the people. The people have the right to go on whatever medications that they want and go off any medications that they want under the doctor's care. And as we know, Nancy Lanza complained to Yale Child Study Center regarding the side effects of the drugs.
Right.
And they labeled her non-compliance.
Right. Exactly.
And that was in the police investigation. So if that's the kind of conversation that we're going to have in this country, then our rights and our liberties are such in jeopardy. It's incredible that the state of Connecticut is allowed to continue to cover up the failed mental health treatment of Adam Lanza. He had the best care. He went to Yale Child Study Center. He was treated in New Hampshire. He was at one point even treated in Massachusetts. Why can't
Right.
we see those records?
Right.
Why can't we see them? What privacy does he have? He's dead.
Exactly. But as I say, it will impact the use of medications and impact profits. And the other thing too, with the Affordable Health Care Act, when there's an algorithm that is used to prescribe particular medications for whatever seems to be the problem. And there have been parents who have had their children removed from the home because they are considered non-compliant, because they reserve the right, or attempt to reserve the right, to protect their children. But now that the Affordable Health Care Act came into place, they can use it to enforce medications on people who and parents have lost their rights to make decisions about their own children.
That is true, and that's one of the reasons why Able Child continues to speak out, because if we don't challenge our government and hold them accountable, we're going to lose more and more rights. And the fact is that the toxicology reports are critical in police investigations. They're absolutely critical. And a lot of these clinical drug trials aren't even on the panel of the toxicology screening. So you could be on a clinical drug trial and die and cause all sorts of violence or suicide, and then they do a toxicology report, and that drug isn't even on the screening panel. So it
right.
won't come up.
Right. They're not testing for a particular drug.
That's right. Wow. So everything is in jeopardy. Our investigative tools are hamstrung because we can't investigate these mass murders and get to the bottom of it. It has very little to do with guns and knives.
It has or anything else.
Right. It has everything to do with mind-altering drugs. It's the person that's picking up the weapon. You know, and
or driving the car or whatever weapon they choose to use.
Exactly, like the plane that crashed into the French Alps. He was all drugged up. We have no idea who's on drugs and who isn't. And, you know, they're operating heavy machinery, some of them. And we ought to know that, too. You know, we need to have more disclosure. It's not about stigmatizing people. It's about getting these psychiatric drugs cleaned up. Cleaned up. If there's a problem with the drug, pull it off the market. Reformulate it. And give people more informed consent. Let them decide, not the state attorney, deputy attorney general. You know, he said that Abel Child doesn't have a standing, you know. We're a nonprofit. We represent parents. We represent citizens. So he's saying by declining and rejecting our informed consent case, he's saying the people don't have the right to know. The people don't have the right to know. It has very little to do with Abel Child because we work for the people. You know, so these are facts that people must understand and know, you know, and it's only getting worse with the Sandy Hook Promise group that is trying to reach out to other schools and get anonymous tip lines that you can call in and report a child's behavior, and the next thing you know, they're pulled into the school psychologist's office and recommended drugs, and if you don't do it, well, then they're going to force
wow.
you.
Wow. That is not good. That is not good.
No, this Sandy Hook Promise has a political, they're a political organization. And they're trying to network with other schools to press forced mental health screening and forced psychiatric treatment and take guns away. That is their agenda. That is their agenda. And nobody's allowed to speak against it because they're victims. Well, we're all victims. We're all victims of this. You know, so we all have a right to speak out and be heard, you know. And with the arrest of Paul Fox, the state ought to open up another investigation. We have a new governor. Let's take a look at those records. Just, you know, make the records public.
As they should be.
That's
right. As they should be.
You know, so, I mean, we're trying to keep MedWatch as trying to educate the public on MedWatch. So if you are on psychiatric drugs, and we respect a parent's right to choose. We're not telling you we want to take your drugs away. We're telling you if you're on these drugs, if your child's on these drugs, be safe. Know your rights, and know how to fill out a MedWatch report. You can get it directly from the FDA website. They want to hear from you. And fill it out.
Most people don't. They do not read about side effects. They go to their doctor, and their doctor prescribes something. And because that doctor is kind of an authority, an expert, with a white coat on, they automatically think that, oh, this must be okay. The FDA has approved it. My doctor's recommending it. And they don't read anything about the side effects. They don't know anything about the black box labeling or anything about it. And they just put their children on these drugs, and they go along with it's Madison Avenue medicine. We are the only country in the world that allows a direct-to-consumer marketing of drugs. I believe New Zealand was also a country that allowed this direct-to-consumer advertising, but we are. And so when people are watching TV and they see these happy faces and these people smiling and they're driving, and most people are visual learners, what they see in a picture is more important than all the warnings at the bottom of the screen. This might cause death. This might cause all these possible side effects. And what that serves to do, it's a public notice that you have been warned about these drugs. If you take these drugs, too bad, because we've warned you publicly. So they use the advertising not only to get people on the drug, but to serve as a public notice that it's up to you to they're not responsible. All righty, we're going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
All right, welcome back. Our first guest today is Sheila Matthews Gallo, co-founder of Able Child, and the website is ablechild.org. The other thing, too, is that there are still people who are saying that the entire Sandy Hook event was simply a false flag and that it didn't happen, which is...
Well, that's freedom of speech. That's been a little bit difficult for Able Child because it just gives those who are in power in Connecticut more ammunition for anybody who speaks out against it. You know, look, if people don't believe it happened, they have every right to say that. You know, I've been often asked in interviews, you know, what is your opinion about that? What does Able Child believe? Look, Able Child focuses on informed consent regarding psychiatric drugs. That's our mission. We don't venture off the mission statement. You know, that's our job. We leave all the speculation to other people. And the problem when you don't disclose records, people can guess. And people have some really weird guesses. That's not anything that we can control, but to suppress that kind of speech is ridiculous. Who cares what they think? You know, you don't suppress somebody's speech because you don't like what they say. You know, the parents that have gained this this lawsuit against Alex Jones regarding his statements regarding Sandy Hook is just, it should be laughed out of court. I mean, come on. You know, people have the right to say whatever they want except for a fire in a movie theater. And if it's going to, you know, damage, you know, and hurt somebody. But, you know, we can't legislate on feelings. We have to legislate on facts. You know, you can't suppress people's voices because you don't like what they have to say. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous, you know. So let them say what they want, but, you know, let's have a discussion about the legislation.
Right.
Let's have a discussion about the corruption and the police investigation. That has nothing to do with whether Sandy Hook happened or not. You know, it has to do with, you know, it's not a conspiracy. It's what we call corruption. There's a big difference. You know, corruption, conspiracy. Two totally different things, you know. So people can say what they will. I mean, Able Child has been asked that question, and we're friends with everybody. You know, our organization works with parents who place their children on drugs, and we work with parents who don't. We work with Democrats. We work with Republicans, and we also work with religious groups. We don't say because you're a Catholic or you're a Scientologist, we're not going to work with you. That is against our, you know, our Constitution. That is not something we believe in the freedom of religion. We believe in our institutions, and we want to take them back and clean them up. You know, that's what we want to do.
Right, and this idea of censorship is very troubling because if you can shut one person up, you can shut everyone up.
That's right, Deanna. And I really appreciate the fact that your voice is still out there. It really gives me such comfort, and that there are good people doing good things.
Okay, we're at the top of the hour. Well, thank you for your comments. We're at the top of the hour. We will be right back. Stay with us.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultation consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
This is RBN.